Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Rome, "All who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God." The New Century's version translation is, "The true children of God are those who let God's Spirit lead them." And the Contemporary English version's translation is very exclusive. Only those people who are led by God's Spirit are his children. Three translations, three different perspectives. One says all, one says true, and the other says only. With those three translations and many more, it is only when we are led by the Holy Spirit that we can know the true Word of God and follow Jesus Christ. But doing so is opposite of our nature, which is to follow our own desires, form our own opinions, and allow others to lead us. For example, this year we will elect a new president to lead the United States. Now just relax. This is not a political endorsement of any kind. So you can just relax. In choosing a candidate, how do we decide which candidate, or as which I have been told and many people have heard, I'm sure, which lesser of two evils are we going to cast our vote for? Typically, we are led by the political party we belong to or lean towards, by the news channel we listen to, or by our peers. We are led to the candidate of our choosing by our primary news source, whether or not it's CNN, Fox News, or for the millennials, the younger generation, Facebook has become their number one news source. All three of which can be very dangerous because no news source is going to give us all of the facts. They will only give us the facts they deem pertinent. Maybe that's one reason Abraham Lincoln said, "Elections belong to the people. It's their decision. If they decide to turn their backs on the fire and burn their behinds, then they will just have to sit on their blisters." We are led to our political, theological, and moral opinions from the company we keep and the information we regularly receive. Sometimes they lead us on the right path to the wrong destination or on a difficult path to the correct destination. Many of us here have used a GPS device. They're on everybody's smartphone these days. And most of the time, it is a useful tool. But if we're not careful, it will lead us astray with horrible results should we rely too heavily upon it instead of using some of our own logic. Which happened one day to a person who was using his GPS and drove right off a dock into Prince William Sound. Using a GPS too much can also cause significant loss of gray matter in the hippocampus, greatly increasing the chance of contracting Alzheimer's and dementia. And a final drawback to being led by a computer device instead of using our own faculties, a map, a compass, and a sense of direction, is that we become removed from the world instead of being in the world. Satan, people, and almost anything can lead us astray if we allow them to. But when we are led by the Spirit of God, we become children of God who have peaceful hearts and who are not afraid to follow Jesus Christ, to love our God with all our heart, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. As followers of Jesus Christ, we have been given the Holy Spirit, who is an infallible advocate, teacher, and guide. But how do we know if we have the Holy Spirit in us? First and foremost, we know we have the Holy Spirit in us because the Bible tells us the Holy Spirit is in us. The gospel today said, Jesus said to him, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you." Secondly, we know the Holy Spirit is leading us when we hear that little small voice inside of us whisper, "I don't think you should be doing that." Or maybe you should do this. Maybe you should help this person. Maybe you should give to this cause. Or maybe you should pray about that before you make that decision. And when we respond to the Spirit's voice, our hearts will be made clean. God will put a new and a right spirit within us, and we will not be cast away from God's presence. And thirdly, when we are baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we are marked as Christ's own forever, which means the Holy Spirit is already in us and is desperately trying to lead us in the right direction, trying to teach us which fruits of the Spirit we have, and trying to get us to use those gifts and fruits as we have been given. But to hear, to listen, and to act, we must draw near to God by routinely stopping the hurriedness of our days and shutting out the world. We need to shut out the world from time to time. One simple act on our part that opens the tightly closed door of our souls and gives God the chance to draw near to us. And if you're already to draw near to God, to follow Jesus, and to be led by the Holy Spirit, then this simple chorus is a wonderful addition to your daily prayers. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Melt us, mold us, fill us, use us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. And when we allow the Holy Spirit to melt us, to mold us, to fill us, and use us, then we will know we are children of God who are being led in the right direction. On this day of Pentecost, what do you need to do to receive afresh the Holy Spirit? Receive a spirit of adoption and joyfully, gracefully, and peacefully live as a child of God. What do you need to do this day of Pentecost to receive afresh the Holy Spirit? Receive a spirit of adoption and joyfully, gracefully, and peacefully live as a child of God. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy his consolations through Christ our Lord. Amen. We will observe a moment of silence.